Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Oh, Trisha. Bless you, Tim. Sorry. Is looking for a second date update with a guy named Matt. Hi, Trisha. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing? Hanging in there?
Hanging in there, as long as Tim's not getting sick.
I'm not. It's not the coronavirus. It's just allergies.
Oh, all right.
That's what everybody says.
That's what they all say. So, Trisha, tell us about Matt, how the first date went, how you met and all that good stuff, and we'll see what
you're using the bathroom.
Okay. Well, to start with, like, the biggest thing, I guess, I'm in healthcare. I'm a nurse. And
thank you.
So, yeah. Right.
Thank you for all you do.
It's a crazy time. I mean, it's a crazy time for everyone, but obviously if you're working in healthcare, it's bananas. And,
right.
You know, it did not occur to me that I would, like, meet someone that I was interested in during all of this.
Yeah.
But we hired at my hospital some extra support staff and some other nurses. And so that's when I met Matt. He's, like, one of the new hires. And we worked together every day for like a week or more, and we definitely had chemistry, you know. He asked me out for dinner. Well, he asked me to come over for dinner, and I accepted. So I went over to his place, and we had, he cooked, and we had a couple glasses of wine, and it was really, really nice.
That does sound nice.
Really nice. I mean, it's... You know, it's just really stressful right now.
Sure.
And he just gets it. Obviously, he works there too. He knows kind of what I'm going through. And I don't know. We like laughed a lot. We talked about like everything under the sun. You know, we had some ice cream. We listened to some music. It was just it was really like laid back and relaxed. And I did not spend the night.
No.
But there was some. There was some chemistry that only went so far. I'll say that.
Okay.
But then we both had like the next couple of days off from work, and we texted a couple times. We'd been kind of texting throughout the day, but like he's clearly kind of cooled off. It's like, how's it going? What are you up to? And very just sort of like different than it was before. And then when I went back to work, I found out that his shift is changed. Like, we're not scheduled together anymore. And I texted him to, like, mention that, and he hasn't written me back. So definitely something is up.
That's kind of a bummer. So it felt more like a soft ghost. You guys had this amazing evening together, and then there was some back and forth, but it cooled off fairly quickly, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not stupid. I can definitely tell that it's, like...
Yeah.
And I'm just not sure why that happened, because there's nothing that, like, looking back on it, I'm not sort of going, oh, well, it must have been this or that. It's not like we, you know what I mean? It's just completely mysterious.
You didn't drop any major bombshells or anything on him, did you?
No, I didn't get drunk. You know, I didn't, like, I don't know, act like an idiot, I don't think.
Right.
So I'm bummed, you know, because I was definitely, like, kind of saw it maybe going somewhere. And I mean, I don't know if he's just, I mean, everybody's so freaked out and kind of crazy right now. I get it. You know, it could be something to do with that.
Yeah.
But I just would rather kind of know.
Okay. Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll call Matt, see what we can get out of him. Sound good?
All right. Yeah, that's a plan.
Okay. That's what we're doing next. Stick around. More second date updates straight ahead with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Trisha met Matt in healthcare field. She's a nurse, and just with everything going on, they've had to hire additional support staff, and Matt was part of that additional support staff. You know, they have a lot in common. They've really connected just with everything going on. There's obviously some chemistry there, and so he had her over for dinner, and she didn't stay the night, but just a very relaxed, laid-back evening, which is something we can all use, and seemed like this might be the beginning of a beautiful friendship, but his texts have kind of cooled. It's been more of a soft ghost, not the kind of abrupt ghost we're used to seeing on Second Date Update. And we just learned that his shift has changed. So, Tricia, if there's anything else you thought of since the break that you'd like to add before we call him, now's the time.
No, I can't. I don't think I can think of anything else. I think I gave you all there is.
All right, let's call Matt.
Hello.
Hi there, Matt.
Yes.
Hey, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Jeff and the radio station?
Yes, sir. You got a few minutes? Just have a quick chat.
Yeah. What's going on? Is everything all right? Why are you guys calling me?
Everything's good. We've been speaking to a mutual friend. We do a feature on our show called Second Date Update. We understand you had Tricia over for dinner, and you sounded like you guys had a wonderful evening, and she was telling us about it and said she hadn't heard from you in a bit. We thought we'd reach out and see how you were doing.
Oh, man, this is kind of hilarious. I've totally listened to this before.
So you've heard us do Second Date Update.
Yeah. So you want to know about Trish then, I guess, right?
If you don't mind, are you cool with that?
Yeah, you guys actually kind of caught me on like a break, so your timing is kind of incredible. Otherwise, I'd be like, I just don't have time for this, but sure. So she works in the healthcare. She's in the same mess that I am. She's nice, and, you know, I think that she should know better. She used the restroom at my house, and she didn't wash her hands afterwards, and I heard the flush, so I was like, what is going on here? And the thing is, it wasn't, I heard her flush and like no water ran afterwards, not even for a second. So I'm thinking like, this is a person that is in the trenches with me. So what, like, I was just shocked. And I just thought that this is, first of all, it's unacceptable at any time, but even now it's kind of like, I was just like, what, this is insanity. So that's what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Time out. I didn't wash my hands because all he had in his bathroom were like real towels, like bath towels, you know, that had been used.
Oh.
And there were no paper towels or disposable hand towels. And I didn't want to use a dirty towel to dry my hands.
I always have
hand sanitizer with me in my purse. Period. 100% of the time. So I doused my hands with hand sanitizer in his bathroom. And, you know, it would have been nice for him to just have, like, asked me about that when I came out of the bathroom, because I could have shown him and shared the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's like, I'm like, I cannot even believe this. I mean, like, he's okay with kissing me, but not with, like, you know, the germs from me not washing my hands after using the bathroom. That's ridiculous.
And you say you did use hand sanitizer. And Matt, you're saying your towels are not used? They're clean?
Okay, I never considered the whole hand sanitizer thing, first of all. But you can see that for me, not knowing that, I thought it was a very unprofessional thing to do. So that's my bad. I'm sorry about that. But, of course, those towels are there. They're clean towels just for you to dry your hands after you wash your hands.
Well, then he should have said that. Like, when someone uses my bathroom, I'm like, here's the clean towels, here's the soap. You know what I mean? Like, if someone's a guest at your house.
So this really just boils down to good old-fashioned communication here, then, doesn't it?
Yes, I would say so.
Those are clearly clean towels. And we're just both, like, really lacking sleep right now, you know? Like, we're both really busy people.
Sure.
So maybe this just isn't the right time for this. You know,
well, that's up to you guys. I mean, you both sound like nice people, and I know you've, you know, had a lot going on, and you've been working a lot of extra long hours and all that. And so, you know, I can see how this doesn't take much for the stress to bubble to the surface. But if you guys would like to get together again, you know, we can send you a voucher for a future dinner or date, or if you just want to hang out, that's up to you.
I mean, I'm willing to kind of forget about it if he is.
Sure. Let's wait till this whole thing calms down, and for sure. Thank you guys for that. It's very kind. Thank you for entertaining everyone in this hard time. We're all very grateful.
Of course. No, and thank you for saying
thank
that.
You.
And, you know, we are totally here for you guys. And holler if you need anything between now and then. And thank you both for coming on Second Date Update. Best of luck to you both, and thanks again for all you do.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.